And we are told here in verse 3, and the next day we touched at Sidon. Now that's a familiar place. Tyre and Sidon were up on the coast there in Syria of that day. The next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. Now notice the liberty that's granted to the Apostle Paul. I'm of the opinion that here's a Roman official that Paul reached with the gospel because of his treatment of Paul and the fact that he looked to him a great deal on the trip. Actually, Paul, although an apostle of the Lord, and he could say later on, the Lord stood by me, he needed the fellowship and refreshment of Christian brethren. And friends, none of us are immune to that. We need the fellowship one of another. We need the encouragement one of another. And I feel like that one of the most neglected ministries that we have today, and this, of course, is a retired preacher speaking, but in the church, is that we have probably somebody to do what is known as church visitation. But actually, this ought to be the work of many members of the church. It should be really the ministry of officers in the church. Regardless of the office, you will find that all offices in the early church were spiritual, and that every man was not noted for his business acumen, but for his spiritual ability, and they were used to minister to the needs of others. And even the great apostle Paul needed this fellowship of other believers. And I think that, if I may be personal for a moment, to me, one of the most thrilling parts of my ministry, and I've never had in my entire ministry such a wonderful blessing and wonderful experience as I've had since I've been retired. And that is going about over this country and meeting so many wonderful saints of God. And they think I minister to them. They don't realize how much they actually minister to me and what an encouragement many of them have been to my own heart and my own life. And I think that is a ministry that is needed today in our churches. There should be an emphasis placed on that of ministering to others. And I think this is a very wonderful thing to note here. Now, Paul has ahead of him, as we well know, a storm that he's going into along with those on shipboard. And the very interesting thing is that this encouragement and this refreshment stood him in good stead for what was coming ahead, you may be sure. Now we are told, verse 4, and when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. Now, under Cyprus would mean that they actually came all the way down to the south. And that means that apparently they were getting some north winds. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. Now, we've been over this ground before, and you will find that it's along the southern coast of Asia Minor. And they're sailing along there. Now something takes place. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. In other words, they changed ships when they got here to Myra in Lycia. And you'll find that on your map. It's a sort of a jumping off place there. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria. That is, it had come up from northern Africa. Verse 7, and when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone. And you will follow on the map there the way that they sailed, and you find now that they're headed toward the island of Crete. Now let's move on here, verse 8, and hardly passing it, we came unto a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. apparently they were having difficulty sailing. The weather was certainly contrary to the sailing vessel of that day. Verse 9, and when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. That meant it was late in the season and winter was coming on. We find here that what is happening is that they are hoping that they'll be able to get to Rome before the storms really begin to blow.